BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The new Islamist authorities in Syria say they plan to close the notoriously harsh prisons run by the ousted President Assad and dissolve his security forces. In an announcement to Reuters news agency, the leader of the main HTS group, Ahmed Asharah, said he would also form a government of technocrats as part of attempts to bring stability to Syria. Warren Bull reports.
Tens of thousands of people are believed to have been held in Syria's prisons by the Assad government, including the sprawling Sednaya complex, where accounts of torture were common. The HTS leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, previously known as Abu Muhammad al-Ghalani, said these symbols of brutality would be shut and anyone involved in torturing or killing detainees would be hunted down. The new authorities in Syria say they're also working with international organisations to secure possible chemical weapons sites. That's been welcomed by the United States.
The UN General Assembly has voted overwhelmingly to demand an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza and the immediate release of all hostages. 158 countries voted in favour of the resolution. Here's Rowan Bridge.
There are around 100 hostages still held by Hamas following the October 7, 2023 attacks on Israel. The attack itself killed more than 1,000 Israelis. The subsequent conflict has left more than 40,000 Palestinians dead, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. General Assembly resolutions like this aren't binding, but reflect a global view of the war. The United States, Israel and 7 other countries voted against the ceasefire resolution, while 13 countries abstained.
The General Assembly also overwhelmingly adopted a resolution in support of the UN Palestinian Relief Agency. Israel has banned UNRWA's operations from January. France has become the latest European country to call on Israel to respect Syria's territorial integrity and withdraw its troops from the buffer zone between the two countries. France's foreign ministry said the Israeli military presence in the Syrian-controlled part of the Golan Heights was a violation of a decades-old agreement. Attacks by suspected Islamist militants in Niger have left dozens of soldiers and civilians dead. Local sources said the gunmen launched 2 simultaneous attacks. Chris Awoker reports.
Multiple sources, including security blogs, said the gunmen, believed to be allied to the Islamic State group in the Sahel, launched 2 simultaneous attacks in Chatoumani village in the restive tri-border region between Burkina Faso, Mali and Niger. All 3 countries are currently under military rule, but continue to face persistent attacks by armed jihadist groups.
World News from the BBC. The Turkish president says the leaders of Ethiopia and Somalia have reached a deal to end a bitter maritime dispute following talks in the Turkish capital Ankara. Recep Tayyip Erdogan welcomed what he called the historic agreement. Ailsa Ockney reports.
The feud arose from a deal Addis Ababa signed to build a port in Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland. The move angered the Mogadishu government, which sees the region as part of its territory. Speaking at a joint press conference with the Ethiopian and Somali leaders, the Turkish president said he believed the agreement would eventually bring about a way to ensure landlocked Ethiopia's access to the sea, with the support of Somalia.
Haiti's international airport reopened to commercial flights on Wednesday, having been shut for a month after gangs fired at a plane. The country's acting prime minister welcomed the event as a turning point for the economy. However, the Toussaint-Louverture International Airport remains under heavy security. NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has captured an image of a brightly coloured galaxy so far away it offers a glimpse into how the universe was formed. Named Firefly Sparkle, it's 13 billion light years from Earth. Palab Ghosh has more.
Right at the beginning of space and time, we see something like the Milky Way, and it is absolutely stunningly beautiful. And the most extraordinary thing is that even with the most powerful observatory ever built, it should be too small and too far away for even James Webb to see. But because of an amazing cosmic coincidence, it was magnified by galaxies between James Webb and Firefly Sparkle that acted like a gigantic magnifying glass, blowing it up, enabling us to see things that we had no right to see.
BBC News.